There has been a lot of talk recently around the proposed new vehicle efficiency standard. The present government is looking to introduce tighter rules about what style of cars can be sold in Australia. Essentially, they are placing the responsibility on the manufacturers to come up with a product mix that meets their predetermined emission standards across all models sold. Like a lot of government initiatives, the idea may have some merit, but the implementation has almost zero basis of practicality. I'm all for a cleaner environment, but the practical implementation of any government options won't achieve that. All it will do is make cars more expensive. It may also see a few manufacturers stop selling cars in Australia as a result. What we are seeing here is an ideological proposal put together by boffins that are out of touch with the realities of everyday living in Australia. And the proposed new vehicle emission standard simply doesn't make the cut. If you want to say, you can make a comment on the government site. The link is in the article on our website. More discussion is needed before we make changes that may place further financial hardship on everyday Australians. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
The automotive landscape is going through a revolution, and you need to stay updated. That's why your best bet is to head to ecocarguide.com.au. Read about Peugeot's big expansion of electric vehicles into Australia. There's a review of the Volkswagen Touareg R PHEV and all the details on Subaru's new electric vehicle. It's called the Solterra and it's coming to Australia. EcoCarGuide.com.au, everything you need to know about future technologies for the auto industry.